Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Did you know that Ireland, at 1500, has the highest number of actuaries per capita in the world? The vast majority work for insurance companies assessing risk and probabilities. But in fact, the insurance sector here is booming, helped in no small part by Brexit and a reliable fiscal policy. But many consumers complain that policy premiums have not been falling despite major reforms to cap payouts and keep insurance costs down. So why not? Moya Murdoch is the Chief Executive of Insurance Ireland. Good morning, Moya.
Good morning, Joe.
Can I give you a stat? Car insurance premiums are up 10.4% in the year to September. Overall inflation is 0.7%.
Joe, yeah, we have seen a slight increase in motor premiums over the last 12 months. However, it's against a backdrop of significant inflationary pressures and motor premiums in general. We're still seeing them over 100 euros cheaper than they were 5 years ago. So there has been a significant deterioration in the level of road collisions in this country, as we're all aware of. I think it's a 40% increase over the last 4 years. And also the impact of the Ukraine war and other material costs through the inflationary pressures. We have seen the cost of repairs increase significantly in motor insurance claims. We are seeing positive light there still, though, that we've seen people being able to get comprehensive insurance has increased quite a bit from 84% to in excess of 91%.
So that's previously, that was too expensive to get fully comp, wasn't it?
Yeah, people were having to go for the basic insurance, but we are seeing most people now can afford comprehensive insurance. We have seen a couple of new entrants coming into the market, OutSurance, Revolut. That's very positive that we will see that improve.
And the you think that this increase is a kind of a blip?
Well, I think it has to reflect the actual impact, the external factors, road collisions and material costs. But look, you know, you can still get value out there shopping around. We can't comment on future premiums. No. The central bank has a report out next week, I think it is, for motor.
This is the NCID. It's out next week. What do you think the central... Now, that's just when they give an assessment on the premiums and the risks and the payouts.
Costs. Yes, very much will indicate the cost of injury claims and material damage claims. Sadly, we have seen that those are stubbornly high, that they're still, even though we are seeing awards drop significantly through the Injuries Resolution Board, far too many cases are going through the litigated route. And that is where the real cost lies.
And I've had you on the show before, Moya, and I've asked, and I'm going to ask the same question. Is this lawyers urging their clients to go all the way to the High Court rather than use the PIAB system or the Injuries Resolution Board?
Sadly, that's what it is. People think they'll get a better deal in court by going with a solicitor and arguing their case in front of a judge. But the same rules apply there. It takes far longer. It costs far more. 90% of the personal injury costs are because of the litigated route. We see too few, only 10 to 12% going through the Injuries Resolution Board. You get practically the same outcome. You get it much quicker. And our advice is to trust the system there. It's a very fair, transparent and efficient system. Injuries Resolution Board has additional powers now that they can mediate and they can come to an acceptable resolution. And that's where we will see most benefit.
To avoid the courts.
Yeah.
The Insurance Minister, Neil Richmond, was speaking at your conference yesterday and said it was now over to you guys to cut the cost for households and SMEs.
Yeah, well, I think we are seeing that that market has been relatively stable. We have insulated the businesses and the consumers as much as possible. Again, inflation, cost of reconstruction, the economy is booming. The asset being insured has increased significantly in value. But I think we have seen over 90% of policies there are less than 5,000. We recognise the news there with small businesses and hospitality are under a lot of pressures from wage increases, from the inability to get staff. And we want to play our part there.
What about their public liability insurance now that the slips and trips legislation has tilted the onus of responsibility back onto the individual and away from the SME? Is that working yet?
Well, I think it's very early days, but we are seeing risk appetite improve out there from insurers. I think Aviva announced recently.
They even said that we were increasing our risk appetite.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's where you'll get more competition. If there is a return on investment for insurers to come into this market, they will absolutely do business here. And I think these changes, the agenda for insurance reform, that's where we'll get more competition coming into the market. That's good news for business. The problem has gone from having no providers or one provider. Now the complaint is there's only maybe two, three. We'll see that improve. And I think the benefit will be consumers, businesses, tourism, hospitality. And hopefully we see that sooner rather than later.
Thank you, Moya. Have a lovely weekend. That's Moya Murdoch, the Chief Executive of Insurance.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.